News from the Information Radio Network.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you that the views are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, of course, the next hour, they're going to be the views of Barry Shamish, who is an Israeli patriot, an Israeli citizen, also a citizen of Canada. But Barry has certainly been writing for 30 years in Israel about the corruption that's over there. And because of threats on his life, he had to come to the United States. And we consider it a real privilege to have him on here at Radio Liberty on a regular basis to actually talk about what's happening in the Near East, because believe me, what is happening in the Near East and in the Middle East has tremendous significance from a biblical perspective, and I believe is going to determine what is going to happen next, because if you look at so much of what's going on, it just doesn't make sense. So Barry, with that as a background, you pick up and bring us up to date on what's going on over there.
Sure. Now, I'm going to pre-warn you, I had a tooth chipped, and my tongue has got a knife. I'm going to pre-warn you that my voice is not going to be the same right now. But let's go to it anyways. You ready?
We're all set. You sound pretty good right now.
All right. Now, look, this is something that's very significant. And again, I haven't seen a lot of reports about this. The Israel Defense Forces and the U.S. military in 1 month are going to do a massive training exercise for which American troops, by the way, are ready in Israel. And the exercise is how to handle an all-out missile attack against Israel.
Well, now, how many American troops are over there? Do you have any idea?
No, I can't lie. I don't have the numbers, It's significant.
All right, fine.
It's involving ships. Well, I'll just take a general description, and we can work it out. We're talking about an exercise involving missile attacks against Israel from Iran, Syria, Lebanon, and Gaza. That's the official, it's the official version of what this exercise is all about. The U.S. will deploy missile interceptors on ships, which... Oh, believe me, if Hezbollah start launching its 80,000 missiles with chemical warheads on Israel, a lot of good these ships are going to do. But supposedly it's got the Israeli Arrow anti-missile interceptor, which will be useless against short-range missiles. In short, we've got ourselves an exercise against the next war against Israel, and it's going to be a very nasty war. Gaza, if we want to analyze this militarily, is a pain in the neck, but the soldiers are basically cowards, and their missiles are, they're just darts. They can hurt a few people, but they're just pea shooters. Lebanon and Hezbollah, that's something else. That the Iranians have literally taken over Hezbollah. You've got missiles that can hit Tel Aviv and, 200 miles that can hit all the population centers of Israel. And you throw in Syria, which has a tremendous arsenal of chemical weapons, and Israel's got itself a major, major problem coming up in the next war. Now, of course, to take out Lebanon, you have to use ground troops, you have to use tanks, and you know, a real Israel that's operating well can probably knock out Hezbollah in 3 or 4 days using ground troops. But if the first day sees 10,000 missiles all aimed at Tel Aviv, Israeli intelligence, Israeli military capability of spotting, the launch pads, they're on trunks, they're on trucks, they're movable, they're in bunkers. You take that out, and it's going to be very, very tough for American missile interceptors to do a thing about this upcoming attack. Now, the exercise itself, you gotta strip what it looks like from what it is. What it looks like is America and Israel are working hand in hand to stop a missile attack against Israel. What I see is that America is making sure Israel concedes tremendous concessions to the Arabs, because the Americans are going to be there to protect them from Iranian missiles. And, what can you say? Israel's a tiny little country. Hezbollah's got 80,000 missiles. The Iranians are apparently running, according to an IDF official, unnamed in the Haaretz, National Guard, the Revolutionary Guards, have got their fingers on the triggers all over southern Lebanon. It's not going to be a familiar or friendly war. It's going to be a mess. But we have to look at why America is suddenly doing this missile interceptor missile with Israel, and the concessions issue is very, very big in this. Now, we got to jump to what's going on today. Obama is now, believe it or not, and you all know this, he is now the chairman of the UN Security Council. Of course you're aware of that.
Well, now, what is the chairman? Is that like the president of the Security Council?
Well, for a day or two, yeah. He is in charge of the UN.
Security Council, okay, fine. So that's a very, very significant position. No president has ever held that, to my knowledge. Ordinarily, it's the U.S. ambassador. So why is Obama taking on the chairmanship himself? I think that puts him into the international stage. Go right ahead.
Well, his issue is nuclear disarmament. He wants to be at the head of the UN Security Council that puts the end to the spread of nuclear weapons in Iran and North Korea. But what is not said is, and Israel. He wants Israel to give up its nuclear deterrence. Iran and North Korea may be in the list, but so is Israel. Now, again, I'm not in favor of the spread of nuclear weapons. And frankly, I'm kind of sympathetic for Well, at least the face value of what he's doing as UN Security Council president, he is trying to spread the word of nuclear disarmament. The problem with Israel is when the missiles start hitting, well, if you hit back at Iran and you make Iran rubble, you may be able to stop the destruction of your own country, and the Americans are coming in and giving an alternative that they can stop the destruction of Israel with their boats and their interceptors, and frankly, the technology is not there.
Short-range missiles,
southern Lebanon and northern Israel, by a missile a minute. It's a minute from southern Lebanon to Haifa.
Well, remember what Thomas Jefferson said about those who beat their swords into plowshares will be ruled by those who kept their swords. We'll be back in just a moment with Barry Shamish.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $40. $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and you hear all this talk about a disarmament, and U.S. is actually a disarm. We've done away with our MX missiles. The Russians are in full production for war. The Chinese communists are in full production for war. We destroy our missiles, and we dismantle our missiles, and we pay the Russians to do the same thing, because even though they have tremendous financial reserves, and we have none, why we give them money, and they just don't do it. We give them money to dismantle their chemical weapons, they don't do it. We give them money to dismantle their biological weapons, they don't do it. We give them money to dismantle their nuclear warheads, they take them off of one missile and update them and put them on another missile. And America is unilaterally disarming. And if you look at it logically, it just doesn't make sense. So if it doesn't make sense, there certainly has to be another explanation. Pick the story up there, Barry.
Well, we have to look at the... it happened today, as a matter of fact, the UN summit between Netanyahu, Mahmoud Abbas, and, of course, George Mitchell of the... I'm going to repeat this, of the Council on Foreign Relations. I'm going to say it until it gets through to people that Israel's diplomacy is being run by a tiny little piece think tank in New York called the Council on Foreign Relations. Netanyahu, in fact, did meet with Abbas today after Mitchell pressed him. But we have to look at what I've been saying for the longest time. President Peres, of whom we will not discuss what a disgusting mass murderer he really is, met with President Medvedev in Russia and promised that Israel will not attack Iran, which Israel was never going to attack Iran anyways. But nonetheless, this little piece of information has been spread far and wide, greatly reducing Israel's options in this upcoming war. Now I'm going to tell you something that is personal now, but I think it's very important. Israel's defense minister is Ehud Barak, and in theory, he decides who's going to attack anywhere, including Iran. Now, Ehud Barak was the prime minister of Israel during the late Clinton administration, and I was invited twice just to deal with high-ranking IDF officers, once in a town called Kohav Yair, once in Ramat Gan outside Tel Aviv, especially in Ramat Gan, everyone was colonel and above. It was me in a private meeting with their wives, I guess it was a social private meeting, but in both cases, they told me that Barak is going to be removed in a military coup. Now, that sounds fantastic, except in both cases, they described how the coup was going to take place, that you didn't need a whole division, six tanks around the Knesset, and one tank for the TV station, one for the radio, announcing to the people to come out and support the tanks around the Knesset, that there's going to be a takeover. And in essence, I was invited to talk about Rabin mostly, but also the situation, because Barack was about to give the PLO basically all of the West Bank and all of Jerusalem, including the Temple Mount. And there were officers who saw the security side of this and wouldn't permit it. And those were the days. This was in 2001. And they told me the coup would take place within a month. After 3-4 months, it didn't happen. And I wrote over the internet that there was a coup planned. I gave the description how the Israeli people would come to the Knesset and back the six tanks who were, well, their point was that any member of the Knesset has a half an hour to get out of the building or they would be, in fact, targets. This was the plan. And then lo and behold, well, not even 2 months after I described the coup against Barack, Reuters confirmed point by point everything that I wrote before, down to the tanks and down to the takeover of the TV station. The works was confirmed by Reuters that Israeli military, the Israeli military were planning a coup against Ehud Barak. Ehud Barak is, well, he's the Minister of Defense in the Netanyahu government. In theory, when Paris told the Russians that we won't attack Iran, he's got Barak making sure that he knew exactly what he was talking about. And, well, I've been saying it for over a year. Israel has no intentions of attacking Iraq, mostly not because of the, well, the troubles that would cause Iraq and the deaths, but the troubles that would cause Israel when the Hezbollah and Syria let loose chemical weapons by the tens of thousands already prepared for the next war. And, well, what can you say? This is exactly Israel's position. As I said on a recent show, the Israeli ambassador to Washington, Michael Oren, who I'm going to repeat, I knew well at one time, said that Israel never, ever had the intention to attack Iran. Now, I'm going to say something that's big new. Brzezinski, in an interview this week, says that if Israeli jets are on the way to Iran, they're flying over our airspace, like Iraq is American airspace. I mean, that's the ultimate in arrogance. But the fact is that the Americans have got air bases in Iraq that could have one heck of a dogfight with the Israeli jets. What Brzezinski says is we'll knock them all down if they try and attack Iran. Now, an interesting quote from Brzezinski, he says this will be the liberty in reverse.
He was talking, of course, about the Israeli attack on the USS Liberty back in 67, suggesting that when the Israelis attacked the Liberty, why now we're going to attack the Israelis. That was the most incredible statement I have ever read.
And you read it as well?
Yeah, sure, and I think it's a very telling statement. The other trouble is Brzezinski lies, and I don't believe a word he says, but I think it's a fascinating revelation.
Yeah, I felt the same way. Very interesting. I had the exact same feeling.
Well, it's good to know that we've never met one another, but we think very much the same way. You never take anything at face value. You always look behind the scenes to see what it really means. We'll be back in just a few moments here with Barry Shamish here at Genesis.
If you're looking for a company that will meet and exceed your water purification needs, you need to visit purewaterfreedom.com. If you're concerned about contaminants in your water, such as fluoride, chlorine, pharmaceutical drugs, arsenic, and even iron or rust, purewaterfreedom.com has a water purification system perfect for your home or office. Purewaterfreedom.com carries state-of-the-art water filters for every application, including countertop, undersink, shower and bath, whole house, ultraviolet sterilizers, fluoride filters, and reverse osmosis systems that remove fluoride and pharmaceutical drugs, and much more. Installation takes moments, so you'll be enjoying crisp, clean, satisfying water in no time. Not sure which water purification system will work best for you? Log on or call today to speak with a water purification specialist. Call 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Or visit purewaterfreedom.com. Purewaterfreedom.com. The best filtered water in the world.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
ECigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. And our guest, of course, is Barry Shamish. And Art, before we go on, Barry, I want you to go ahead and tell our listeners how they can get your books, how they can get your DVDs, and certainly how they can certainly get you to come and talk to people in their area. Just go right ahead.
Right. But I want to repeat, we have met each other. It wasn't that long ago. We have, I thought we got along very nicely. I was at the Santa Cruz convention. You were at the table behind me. We spoke probably for close to 2 hours. You don't recall this?
What, the Santa Cruz convention? You're talking about the conspiracy conference? You're talking about the conspiracy conference?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
You forgot this?
I don't recall talking to you for 2 hours.
All right, an hour and a half.
Go right ahead, Barry.
All right. Boy, I'm deeply perturbed by this. This was a major moment in my life. Nonetheless, I'm sure it'll come back to you. How to get my book?
I'm going to have to take some of Dr. Blaylock's new memory food. You go right ahead.
Really, we got along splendidly. That's my memory of it. Nonetheless, I'll just have to take this as part of life. My books. All right. My books are at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. There's a search box. You double-click books, and you write in my name, C-H-A-M-I-S-H. That's Chamish. You'll get to my books. The latest is The Compromised Land. Well, there's a lot of books, but that, I guess, is the most relevant for today. My website is www.barrychamish.com. Now, I'm going to be doing a series of lectures this month. The first on Thursday night in Cooper City, Florida. And by the way, I will have additional guests at this lecture because of this radio show who have phoned me and emailed and so forth. And, well, we're going to talk at least 10 extra people from this radio show. That's this Thursday at Cooper City, Florida. And then in October, I start on October 8th at Omak, Washington. And then I go from there to Sioux, Mass, Washington. I was originally going to go into Abbotsford, British Columbia, but I'm afraid of being trapped in Canada, which actually happened to me, I guess, almost 3 years ago. I do not want to be trapped in Canada, and there's no reason to be. I'm living in America with an American wife and all kinds of things, but the border's gotten absolutely nuts. So I'm doing the lecture 5 minutes from Abbotsford, British Columbia, in Sumas, Washington, and a new date, Portland, Oregon. I will be speaking at the Americans for a Safe Israel on October 15th in Portland, Oregon. Go to my website, barrychamish.com. Find my find my email address, and I'll give you all the details. All right, that's it. That's the plug. Now let's go back to the Middle East. Now, as I said previously, are you sure you don't remember the conspiracy conference?
I remember the conspiracy conference very well, and I remember you spoke there, and I remember we may have, certainly said hello, but I don't remember a two-hour conference, but you go right ahead.
Oh, I went back and forth to your table over 3 days. However, I'm going to just take this personal hurt.
Barry, it was only a two-day conference, but go right ahead.
Right, let's go back to the Middle East. But the important thing, I was very impressed with you, and that's my point. I guess I didn't leave the same powerful impression on you, but what the heck. I got a phone call today, and, previous to my Cooper City lecture on Thursday night at 8 o'clock, 2 days from now, a person phoned me up. He'll be there, and he's very concerned that Israel should, to prevent the next war with all the rockets and the threat and the missiles, he said, we'll use the Samson option, which is, of course, the nuclear option, to attack the Arab oil. And I said to him, you haven't got the hang of it. Hezbollah and Syria are the main opponents in the next war. Hamas is nothing. They've got bad weapons, and they're very, very cowardly. Hezbollah is very brave. With 1,000 fighters in 2006, they landed 4,000 missiles on Israel, took the tank attacks, did terrible damage, killed 153 Israelis, not to mention the wounded. I said, you don't understand. Hezbollah is Shiite. Iran is Shiite. Israel is fighting a war against the Shiites. Hamas is Sunni, and Iran is not supplying them. It's Hezbollah. It's the fact that the Iranian Revolutionary Guards have all but taken over Hezbollah. Israel can't attack Kuwait or United Arab Republics or Saudi Arabia. They hate Iran. They fear Iran more than they fear Israel. You can't bring in non-combatants into this war. Israel doesn't have a Samson option. And this surprised me, that all Arabs were the same. I said, not all Arabs are the same. Egypt and Jordan signed peace treaties with Israel. You can't nuke Egypt and Jordan. You're stuck with an enemy that works. Hezbollah, Shiites. Syria, now this, if you don't know, there's another Arab substructure called the Alawites. They're a minority in Syria. They are neither Sunni nor Shiite. They have their own peculiar and particular theology, which is not, by the way, very Islamic. Syria is not a Sharia state like Iran. I said, you've got to understand that the next war, Israel will not be fighting except for Hamas, which is, as I said, impotent. Israel will not be fighting the Sunnis. You can't use nukes to protect yourself. I said, on the one hand, if Israel makes the connection between Hezbollah and Iran, the threat of nuking Tehran may, well, it probably is preventing a war, which, again, Hezbollah with 1,000, 2,000 soldiers. I shot missiles. It's only a trigger. You don't have to face enormous squads of infantry to shoot a missile. I said the Samson option, which was written by Seymour Hersh 25 years ago, is not an option for Israel. There's no nuclear deterrence. You can't nuke southern Lebanon. You'd be nuking yourself. You may not get the destruction of the epicenter, but for 50 miles around, you're going to have the radiation. There is no Samson option. Israel can't hit Mecca or can't hit Kuwaiti airfields. Oil fields. They're not combatants in the upcoming war.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course, our guest this afternoon is Barry Shamish, and we're on the final segment of the program. Go right ahead, Barry.
All right, then I'll make the next item shorter, but they're worth noting. As I said, Obama is now chairman of the UN Security Council, working on nuclear disarmament. He goes to the G20 conference in Pittsburgh this Thursday, and he's going to push this. American troops and Israeli troops are going to try and deter an attack, missile attack from Iran, Lebanon, Syria, Gaza, and it won't work. Now let's look at the world beyond this. And Israel warned India of another attack like the Mumbai attack of earlier this year. Now, in the Mumbai by the way, India took the warning very seriously, and it put pressure on Pakistan, and Pakistan put under house arrest who they say was the leader of the Mumbai attack, Hafiz Saeed, but house arrest is nothing for all the deaths that took place in Mumbai, but especially the eight Jews in the Chabad house in Mumbai. Now, I want to add something. Whatever this warning was and how, what, you know, Pakistan's reaction, which again is not the imprisonment and trial of the actual organizer, but just house arrest to prevent another attack. During the after the Mumbai attack, I got information. Well, I can say where it came from. It's all right. It originally began on the website of the Israeli broadcaster Tamar Yonah, describing what was done to the Jews and Israelis in the Chabad house, and then I got further information, and it's just god-awful. The rabbi and his wife died the worst death. None of the deaths were pretty, but the rabbi, well, his wife was pregnant, and the terrorists, while she was alive, ripped open her belly and pulled out the baby and stomped it with their boots in front of her eyes. I hope the shock just put her out of her misery, and I hope she was unconscious, but they ripped open her belly and stomped her her fetus. And she was in her 6th month. It was actually a living baby. And they stomped it to death. The rabbi, they cut off his genitals while he was alive. And again, I hope the shock made him unconscious, and he didn't have to watch this. But I found the details of the torture that went on at the Chabad house in Mumbai. And I'm going to add something. Not one Chabad house has added security. And I used to attend services here. I now go to the conservative synagogue here, in large part because I warned the rabbi. I was told not to tell the details because Chabad really does not like the truth. But I told the rabbi, you have to put up some security, even if it's only a lock on your door and a peephole, just something. And I went to his services last Passover, and there was a sign outside his house. The door was wide open. The sign said, "This house is protected by Hashem, God." And that to me was not enough. It wasn't enough by far, and I just will not go to a Chabad service anymore. These people don't understand the threat, no matter what's done to their own rabbis, and no matter what's done to his wife. The point is that there was going to be a repeat in Mumbai, and Israel found out and warned India and Israel, and India went on full alert, and they warned Pakistan, and Pakistan supposedly prevented the attack by placing the organizer under house arrest. All this is going on in the world, and it gets worse, as a matter of fact. Israel used to have an ally in Britain. That has changed terribly. Well, especially in the last year. But this week, the British Trade Union Congress voted to take targeted action against Israeli products. Now, the trade union also runs the docks. Well, anywhere that you have someone belonging to a trade union, and they almost banned all Israeli goods from entering Britain. It was a very, very close call. But what they told their members is to take individual action against Israeli goods. Now, Britain is a major trading partner of Britain. This is not the government. It's still the trade union Congress. The only reason all Israeli goods weren't blocked from Britain is that some sort of subcommittee pointed out that 50,000 Palestinians work in the Israeli export industry, and they would be fired, and we would be causing tremendous pain to the Palestinians. Therefore, we're not going to ban all Israeli goods. But you've got yourself really a worldwide attack against it, against Israel from allies and from enemies.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to interrupt to that. We're going to have to carry this on when we speak later. But thanks very much, Barry. And we'll be talking to you real soon.
Always a pleasure.
Bye-bye. All right, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time I have to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you are out there or listening across America, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters or help us. And then, of course, we do hope that many of you out there will want to come to our all-day conference. It's going to be on the 25th of October, and certainly we're lining up an excellent slate of speakers. All-day conference, you're going to be serving lunch, so you're going to have a reservations, and you want to get your hotel reservations now before they go up in cost, and I think they go up here in about 2 days. Actually, 3 days, 25th is the last day that you'll be able to get the rooms at a decreased rate. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Should be a great time. And really, I'm enthused at the number of people we already have signed up. Never had this many signed up ahead of time before. Then, of course, if you really want to understand what's going on in the world, let me tell you the good news. The good news is that the H1N1 epidemic is almost over. It's peaked out here in California. It's on the decline. And probably within 3 weeks, by the time the vaccine is available, why it will be on the decline all across America. And there's certainly no reason to vaccinate people who are already immune to the disease, because many of the people who have the disease have no idea they've even had the disease. In one Australian study where they excluded people who had anything that sounded like swine flu, and then they tested them, 39% had already been infected and were immune to the disease. But don't you worry, they went ahead and vaccinated them anyway, which is one of the worst things you can do to somebody who's immune, because, of course, it's an insult on the immune system of the brain. And if you want to understand what I'm talking about, you need to get Dr. Russell Blaylock's excellent DVD, Vaccines and Brain Development. That's Vaccines and Brain Development. And it injures not only the brains of children, it also injures the brains of adults. And certainly there's so many of the things in the vaccines that have a profound impact on our minds. It's not simply by accident that there are almost 5 million people in America who have dementia, according to the Alzheimer's Foundation, 5 million Americans. The Chinese Communist, with 4 times our population, only has 5.5 million. Why? Why do we have so much more dementia and Alzheimer's disease in the United States? Why we vaccinate our people? Because we're so concerned about them, and we give them large doses, toxic doses of mercury every year, and keep stimulating their brain over and over again until they die. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. You need to get our vaccine updates, 4-CD set, Vaccine Update 2009, Dr. Abe's excellent DVD, Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Agenda, and then please pray for Radio Liberty.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
You're listening to GCN, the world leader in independent talk radio.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Pastor Billy Crone of the Niagara Frontier Bible Church, and we're going to be talking about creation. You know, one of the big problems we have today is that there are people who hate the God of the Bible. And they are doing everything they can to destroy the Christian belief of our country, and that's why they planted their people on the Supreme Court to take God and prayer out of our schools back in 1962, and those people were part of a secret society, or as they like to say, well, we're not a secret society, we are Masons, we are a society with secrets. And that secret is, of course, that they worship a different God, and that's why they took God and prayer out of our schools. But then they brought in, of course, the teaching of evolution and Darwinism, and they will not allow the idea that God created the heavens and the earth to be mentioned in schools across America. And yet, of course, it is one of the most illogical things in the world to think that life came from nothing, that matter came from nothing, that this magnificent world we live on just sort of happened. And I don't know how many of you have seen the wonderful DVD by Ben Stein. That's Ben Stein, called Expelled, where he actually goes around and interviews the people who had lost their jobs because they actually said that there was an intelligent design. Well, of course, an intelligent design to biology or nature suggests a designer. And there is such a reaction to suggesting that there's a perfect order in everything that many scientists and people in prominent positions working at the Smithsonian Institute and elsewhere have lost their jobs and come under extreme pressure because they simply questioned the theory of evolution, and it's only a theory. Well, to counter that, we've asked Dr. Billy Crone, Pastor Billy Crone, to come onto our program. Pastor Billy, you pick up the story of creation.
Well, you know, really, Dr. Monteith, that really is it in a nutshell. And illogical is the key word that's used there, because if ever there was a time that there was nothing, what would we have today? Nothing. And yet that's what evolution, based the whole theory of evolution on, is basically nothing. Nothing. Here we are, people. Nothing exploded into existence, and this is the reason for life. It's completely nonsensical. It has nothing to do with science. And the Bible predicted long ago exactly why these people would do it. The Bible says that they don't want there to be a God, and they want to follow their ungodly desires. And so that's why we created this study, for a couple different reasons. One is it is designed to do two things, hopefully. One is to give a defense for the hope that lies within us as Christians, as the Bible says we're supposed to do, that there really is a God, and we really can have a beautiful, intimate relationship, not a dry, stale, boring, stupid religion, a beautiful, intimate relationship with the creator of the universe through Jesus Christ. And you wonder why our world is so hopeless today. I mean, think of what the incredible message of evolution is saying to people. They say, hey, here's the great news, folks. You are nothing. You came from nothing, and you have no future. And you wonder why people are so hopeless. But you contrast it to what the Bible says, and the Bible says that we're a special creation because we were created in the special image of a special God, and he has a special purpose for us. Okay, so that's one reason why we're getting out. Now, the second reason why we're getting out, much akin to how you opened the program tonight, Dr. Monteith, is we are trying to unveil the truth that has been suppressed about God's existence. In fact, the Bible once again predicted even that. Not only the people's motive, but they predicted exactly that they would do this and suppress the truth specifically about God's existence, and that's what evolution has done. The book of Romans chapter 1 says, the wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all godlessness and wickedness of men who suppress the truth by their wickedness. So, since what may be known about God is plain to them because God's made it plain to them. How? Since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature, have clearly been seen and understood from what has been made.
So hold that thought. We'll be right back.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Aging doesn't only show in your face, but it can be felt in your body. You feel tired. Your joints and muscles ache, and your mind seems clouded and forgetful. It's time to stop the aging clock with a proven system brought to you by NutriMedical.com. Anti-AgeMax uses a revolutionary formula to turn back the hands of time on the inside and out. Combine Anti-AgeMax with Nutritrala to protect against cellular damage, and Collagen Max to regenerate healthy bones, ligaments, joints, and improve the collagen and elastin to your skin's appearance. It is possible to look and feel youthful again when you give your body what it needs. Anti-AgeMax. Dr. Bill's Anti-AgeMax is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
Well, this is Dr. Stan and Pastor Billy's talking about the The Scopes monkey trial, of course, when Clarence Darrow for the defense and certainly William Jennings Bryan for the plaintiff, in other words, bringing suit against a teacher who supposedly he never really, of course, even had taught evolution, but they wanted to get this trial saying, well, you know, you wouldn't want to suppress information. I mean, after all, you know, a Voltaire, you know, I may not agree with what you say, but I'd fight to your death for the right to say it. We ought to at least be able to mention, you know, certainly evolution in the schools. Well, of course, it's not that they can't mention evolution in the schools today. You just can't mention creation in the schools because there is a conspiracy against God. And when you understand that, everything going on today, everything politically and educationally and spiritually, begins to make sense. So you pick up the story there, Pastor Billy.
Well, and that's the complete hypocrisy, Dr. Monteith, is that was the whole premise that these guys used in that trial back in 1925 to try to get evolution, and eventually did, into the school system. Clarence Darrow, here was his whole argument. Quote, it is bigotry to teach one view of origin. He said, quote, students should be taught both creation and evolution theories. Okay, so what do we have today? Fast forward, evolution, folks, is now the only theory that's taught, while creationism and intelligent design is absolutely banned. Complete role reversal, total hypocrisy. Now, the other thing that they do to carefully conceal this lie, folks, they don't only fire people, they don't only silence the opposition, they're not only hypocrites, is they frankly vilify the opposition. And they make anybody who dares disagree with the establishment look like not just wackos, but dangerous people. I'm going to share with you a quote from evolutionist Richard Dawkins. And this was transcribed from a TV special he did called The Root of All Evil. Now, you tell me if there's just a little bit of dislike for anybody who disagrees with evolution, specifically Christians, okay, by the way. He says, quote, I want to examine that dangerous thing that's common to Judaism and Christianity as well. What's the dangerous thing? He says, that process of non-thinking called faith. So somehow we're just brainwashed idiots and we don't deal with science or anything of that nature. He says, quote, the scriptural roots of the Judeo-Christian moral edifice are cruel and brutish. Oh, yeah, don't murder. That's pretty horrible. And don't steal. But that's just horrible for our society. He says, listen, this fundamentalist American Christianity is attacking science. But what is it offering instead? He said, a mirror image of Islamic extremism, an American Taliban. And then the next scene on the TV program showed the burning towers of the World Trade Center on 9/11. Okay, that's total propaganda, folks. That if you dare disagree, if you believe in intelligent design, if you are dealing with this scientific information, hey, you're not just a wacko. You are dangerous to society, folks. It's propaganda. It's been used throughout history to vilify people, to eventually annihilate them. But thankfully, there's other scientists out there who are coming out and they're speaking the truth about evolution, and it's totally bankrupt. They know it, folks. Okay, you don't want to listen to the Christian, listen to the scientists. Okay. And as if a Christian can't be a scientist. But anyway, Jacques Monod, he's a Nobel Prize-winning scientist from France. He said, quote, he is appalled that anyone, certainly a Christian, would try to embrace evolution. He said, evolution is the cruelest and most wasteful method imaginable of creating man. Arthur Keith, folks, he said back in the 40s, listen to this. He said, we are now witnessing the development of the first modern technological state which is built squarely on the doctrine of evolution. And he was referring to Hitler's Nazi Germany. And we talked about that last time. Hitler used evolution to justify the annihilation of millions of people. Professor Fleischmann, he's a zoologist, he said the Darwinian theory of descent has not a single fact to confirm it in the realm of nature. It is not the result of scientific research, but purely the product of imagination. Sir William Dawson, he's one of Canada's greatest geologists, he said about evolution, it is one of the strangest phenomena of humanity. It is utterly destitute of proof. Dr. Millikan, he's a famous physicist, he's also a Nobel Prize winner, said the pathetic thing is that we scientists who are trying to prove evolution, which no scientist can ever prove. Austin Clark, he said, thus far, as concerns of major group animals, the creationists seem to have the better of the argument. There is not the slightest evidence that any one of the major groups arose from any other. Each is a special animal complex related, more or less closely, to all the rest, and appearing, therefore, as a special and distinct creation. And it can evolve. A professor of zoology at the University of California said, Darwin's theory of natural selection has never had any proof, yet it has been universally accepted. Why? Because they know they have control of the media, they have the control of the educational system, and they know the axiom that if you repeat a lie loud enough, long enough, and often enough, people will believe it. Especially if you vilify people, you silence the opposition, and you fire them and make them look like dangerous wackos. This is Professor Agassiz. He's from Harvard. He says the theory of transmutation of species is a scientific mistake. He said it's untrue in its facts, it's unscientific in its method, and it's mischievous in its tendency. Dr. Ambrose Fleming, he's the president of the British Association Advancement of Science, says, listen to this, evolution is baseless and it's quite incredible, meaning it's incredible that it continues on. Lord Kelvin said, overwhelming strong proofs of intelligent, benevolent design lie all around us. The atheistic idea is so nonsensical that I can't even put it into words. And finally, Edmund Ambrose, and this, okay, he said this, listen, he says, we have to admit that there is nothing in the geological records that run contrary to the views of the conservative creationists. Okay? Folks, they're coming out all over the place, and they're trying their best. It's almost like a boat that's starting to leak. People are catching on, folks. They're being absolutely lied to. But you need to understand, as we talked about last time, this is not just a war of ideals, like, ha-ha, creationism won, evolution lost. No, you need to understand they're using this as a basis, folks, to usher in the long-prophesied a new world order. It cannot coexist in a Judeo-Christian system, so you have to remove from the minds of the people that there is a God in whom we are accountable to, and man is not God. Okay? They have to have this idea that God's out of the picture because they're going to declare themselves to be gods, and then they're going to dictate who gets to live and who doesn't. Okay? And so that's what we do in the series, Dr. Monteith, is we put together not just biblical information, as if that would be bad, but we put together scientific information. Okay, next to evolution, and you will see with your own eyes and hear with your own ears, folks, that evolution falls flat on its face, much akin to what those scientists says. There is no proof. This is one of the biggest, like one guy even said he believes that over time that evolution is going to be one of the biggest hoax to ever go down in the history of humanity. I personally don't think we're going to be around that long, but if we were, I would agree with him, okay? And we've already seen the evidence, scientific evidence, by the way, of the universe, the solar system, the human body, and so today I want to deal with a little bit of the animal kingdom. The Bible clearly says that God is the one who made the animals according to their kinds, and yet evolution, once again, counters everything that the Bible says directly opposite. And this is, no. God is not the one who created the animals on the earth. Okay? He didn't design them. All the animals exist as a result of a cosmic accident that gave it birth. Okay? Okay, well, that's nice if you want to think that, but let's put it to the test. Okay? Let's put it to the scientific test. Folks, I'm going to share with you some statistics of just a few animals. Okay, just a few of them. Okay, and you tell me if there's any way these things could ever evolve. I don't care how many millions of years you put to it, or were they designed to be the way that they are today. First of all, let's take a look at the giraffe. The Charles Darwin folks believe it or not, that the giraffe was just a regular animal that grew a longer neck because it needed to reach higher branches for food, which I said many times. It's like, okay, what basis is that? I mean, I'm a short guy, and I reach for all kinds of stuff. I have to, especially in the cupboard. So does that mean if I keep this up for a million years, I'm going to get a longer arm? There's no basis for that. But let's put it to the scientific test. Could a giraffe ever evolve a longer neck and still somehow survive and procreate? I don't think so, but let's take a look. First of all, the neck of the giraffe, folks, is about 6 feet long, which means that just bending over, here's the problem it creates. It can explode its brain from the pressure. Okay, so how does this thing stay alive? Well, it just so happens, folks, that the giraffe has the most powerful heart in the animal kingdom. Its heart is 2 feet long and it weighs 25 pounds. Okay, but then it also just happens to come equipped with four safety features that keeps its brain from exploding just by bending over to take a drink. Okay. One, the giraffe has in its jugular veins a series of one-way check valves, okay, that immediately close as soon as its head's lowered. Okay, well, that's kind of nice. As soon as its head's lowered, the valve kicks in, it's okay. Oh, but wait a second. That puts way too much blood in the artery, so what's it do? Well, two, it just so happens the extra blood is immediately pushed into a spongy tissue that's located near the brain, which absorbs all the excess blood. Whew. Okay, you made it. But wait a second. All that extra blood could cause a rupture in the brain. So what's it do? Well, three, it produces a fluid in the brain that acts as a counterpressure to prevent the rupture from occurring. And four, just to make sure there's no rupture anywhere else along the way, just to get a drink of water, the walls of the giraffe's arteries happen to be thicker than any other mammal. Now, here's the point. How in the world could that ever evolve, like Charles Darwin did? I mean, at what stage of development could the giraffe survive, let alone procreate and have babies, fully without all these things being there at the same time? The first time, if all this wasn't there fully functioning, the first time it isn't there, all these features, it's dead, folks. Its head blows up, okay? And common sense tells you that dead giraffes have no babies, okay? How about kangaroos? This is amazing, folks. You tell me if this could ever, ever, in your wildest dreams, evolve. I don't care how many years. When a baby kangaroo, first of all, is born, it's just a tiny little thing, folks. It's like the size of a bean, and it's blind, and it's deaf, and it's hairless, okay? And when it comes out of the birth canal, it ought to just drop on the ground and die right there. But for some reason, the baby kangaroo comes pre-programmed. Interesting. It automatically knows, folks, that it has to hold tightly immediately to the mother's fur. It automatically knows immediately it has to start crawling over a sizable distance to the pouch. And then it automatically knows it has to immediately fasten itself onto a nipple. And when it does so, the nipple automatically enlarges and locks the baby onto that. How's that happen by chance? And then during this whole time, the mother doesn't even know the baby's born, and she does nothing to help it. And then the milk that the kangaroo produces is two different kinds, and it automatically knows which kind of milk to produce, one for the newborn, one for one that's older. It automatically knows. And it doesn't matter which nipple the baby drinks from, it automatically knows which ones to produce. How could that ever evolve? And what stage of development could a kangaroo survive unless all these design features are there fully functioning all at the same time? It is impossible, and it is illogical to say otherwise.
All right, well, we're going to be back in just a moment with Pastor Billy Crone. And, of course, if there is just no way possible, if you study the human anatomy, this could have simply happened by accident. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927? That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The
Freeze-Dry Guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
If you suffer from arthritis, aches, or pains, RxMagnets.com has the answer you've been looking for. RxMagnets.com carries three amazing products that can help relieve the pain that you live with each day. The liquid magnet complex will boost energy and mental clarity, help relieve headaches, psoriasis, itching, inflammation, and even toothaches. The Magnetic Care Cream helps relieve sprains, bruises, acne, insect bites, liver spots, scars, and stretch marks. The RX Magnets help aid in sleep, relieves arthritis pain, and sinus congestion. Whatever your ailment, be sure to visit RxMagnets.com for more information and to see which product will work best for you. With over 30 years of experience, these specially designed patented products are developed with the highest quality materials and are backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxMagnets.com today. That's RxMagnets.com, RxMagnets.com, or call 866-528-1481. That's 866-528-1481 today.
Here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Pastor Billy was talking about the koala bear, which lives in Australia and lives in eucalyptus trees, but and eats the eucalyptus tree leaves. But the trouble is that they're poisonous, but there's something in their stomach that actually neutralizes, it converts this poisonous leaf into something that's edible and certainly is healthy. So, I mean, and as Pastor Billy said, how could that possibly have just happened by accident? Pick the story up.
Well, and again, that's common sense. It's illogical to think otherwise, folks. Okay, they want to say that you and I, you know, say, you guys just don't understand science. Hey, science, schmience, man. I'm just using my brain. Anybody use your brain, please. The first time that a koala, if it didn't have these pre-programmed design stomach acids in it, the first time it ate one of those poisonous leaves, it's dead. And again, like the giraffe, dead koalas have no babies. Folks, come on, this is common sense. It is not based on science, like the scientist said. I quoted several, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. There is a reason for doing it. They're trying to repeat a lie loud enough, long enough, and often enough. They have control of the media and the educational system, and they're using it to usher us into the New World Order, slavery. And the Bible predicted that 2,000 years ago. In fact, folks, the scientists are freely admitting that the evidence points towards an intelligent creator had to intelligently design this. Again, speaking of scientists, okay, listen to this scientist, George Greenstein. He said, when looking at the evidence, he said, is it possible that suddenly without intending to, that we've stumbled upon scientific proof for the existence of a supreme being? He says, as we survey all the evidence, the thought insistently arises that some supernatural agency must be involved. Okay, another scientist, Tony Rothman, he said, when confronted with the order and the beauty of the universe and the strange coincidences of nature, like we're just talking about, he said, it's very tempting to take the leap of faith from science into religion. He said, I'm sure many physicists want to. He says, I only wish they would admit. And so do I. But again, you need to understand, folks, they won't admit it because there's an agenda behind this lie. Okay, these scientists are clearly saying, if you think those mammals, not just the tip of the iceberg, folks, that we deal with on this series, if you think they evolved by chance, you got some serious problems. Because anybody who's using their brain and who has not checked in at the door knows that the intelligent design that you see in these animals lead to the logical conclusion there must be an intelligent designer. And folks, I'm telling you, we're just getting started on this study, and we're going all the way from the telescope down to the microscope, and hopefully you begin to see what myself and many others, including scientists, are trying to expose to the American people. We are totally being lied to. It's a conspiracy of high order, and the Bible predicted it nearly 2,000 years ago. It's an evolutionary conspiracy, and again, it has arisen specifically in these last days to provide supposed justification for the new world order that they're building around us. And here's why I use that word infuriating. The whole time, folks, it's not even true. It's a lie. In fact, I want to share with you just how deep this lie really goes. Okay, we just talked about and exposed the scientific information on some various animals, just a handful of them. Okay, and we got a long ways to go. And it clearly showed that it's impossible. It's impossible for them to ever have evolved. And yet evolution takes it a step further in the lie. And they not only claim that only animals, all these animals evolved, but then they have the audacity to say that man evolved from these supposed evolved animals. You know, the whole missing link thing. And people, the only problem with this stupid missing link thing is it's still missing, and it will always be missing. Why? Because it's a lie, and they know it's a lie. So let's quickly put it to the test, the scientific test, folks. Once you do the research, they're not going to put this in the books. You're going to have to do the homework yourself. Let's take a look at all these ape-man evolution things that they've just said, oh, no, we've got proof. We've got tons of proof. And it's still in textbooks today, brainwashing the kids with lies. And you tell me, folks, if there's not a conspiracy. Let's take a look at just a couple of these supposed ape-man myths. Okay, how about Nebraska Man? First of all, the Nebraska Man was in 1922. Scientists discovered a fossil that they said was 1 million years old. And it was heralded as the missing link of human evolution. And, of course, it was called Nebraska Man because they found it in Nebraska. And it was a paleontologist guy named Henry Osborne. And he said, hey, this fossil, it combines the characteristics of chimpanzees and man. And this was really famous. Why? Because this was the evidence they used in the Scopes monkey trial. Well, was it real good proof? No. Listen to this, folks. They described this guy as a missing link. Okay, but the problem is when they got to looking at this fossil, hey, folks, it didn't even belong to an ape. It didn't even belong to a human. In fact, it was just a tooth. In fact, it was just the tooth of a pig. These evolutionist folks built a whole imaginary society and lifestyle around a single pig tooth, and they even built an entire Nebraska Man out of plaster pairs, and they even built the guy a wife. And as one researcher said, man, you got to be pretty good to know what his wife looks like only from his tooth, and it wasn't even his tooth. It was the tooth of a pig, and they keep putting this lie out there as if they've got absolute proof. It's a hoax, folks. They're putting the ruse over us, and we're trying to do our part, Dr. Monteith, and get the truth out to the people.
When I went to college, the missing link was the Piltdown Man, and for 50 years, scientists, these brilliant scientists, all agreed until they found out that the Piltdown Man, too, was a hoax. And I was lied to by my professors, and they lied to one another, and they're still lying to the American people.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. Ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, of course, with Pastor Billy. He's been talking about certainly the starting with the Nebraska man, then the Piltdown man, the Neanderthal man, and now he's just getting to Lucy, just another fraud. But you see, they have to keep coming up with these frauds to convince the public that evolution is real and there is no God. Why? Because they hate God. It's totally illogical. I've heard Sunday Robert Dawkins, an Oxford professor, interviewed on Ben Stein's film called Expelled. And if you haven't seen it, you really need to get it. And, of course, you know, they ask him where life came from. Well, it probably came from outer space. You know, it probably evolved in outer space, you know. Well, what did he didn't bother to ask him, what did he evolve from? I mean, why would anybody, you know, an intelligent person, try to explain the origin of life, say, well, it came from outer space where it evolved there? I mean, talk about, you've got to have a lot of faith to believe that. And that, of course, it came from outer space to the United States and or somewhere in the world, and that's where human life came from, or that's where life came from, and then it evolved from there. These people have one thing in common. They hate the God of the Bible. So once you understand that, it all makes sense because their position is totally illogical. Well, before we go on, Pastor Billy, I want you to get out your website. And if people want to get in touch with your ministry, how would they do it?
Well, you can check us out at our main website. That's NiagaraFrontierBible.com. That's NiagaraFrontierBible.com. NiagaraFrontierBible.com. Or you can just search on the internet for my name, Billy Crone, C-R-O-N, as in Nancy E, Billy Crone, and that'll take you where you need to go.
All right, fine. And we do carry Pastor Crone's DVDs, a number of different sets, because we think they're well worthwhile. Information that has been very well organized will help you, and Pastor Crone's written a book on his treatise on the final countdown, the prophetic understanding of what's going on today. But let's go on with the story of creation. Go right ahead.
Well, you know, just want to hit the big one, Lucy, the supposed ape-man myth, and myth is the key word. And frankly, I'll just use what it is. It's a lie. Okay, it was found in 1974 in Ethiopia by this guy named Donald Johanson. And by the way, I believe the background is he was just about, about a week to go when his grant money was going to run out, so he better find something quick. And he did. He scrounged up something, and he called it Lucy. And the problem is, folks, once they studied the remains with a spectrograph, it actually matched a chimpanzee, not a man. But that's the tip of the iceberg. Okay, what scattered bones, and the key word there is scattered, that they found them from totally different locations. Get this, folks, the knee joint that he found, that he said was Lucy's, was a mile and a half away from the rest of the skeleton. Excuse me? As one guy said, how fast was that train going when it hit that monkey? Okay, give me a break. How do you walk a mile and a half away and go, aha, this is from that thing I found a mile and a half back that the other direction? It's crazy. Okay, they scrounged the thing up and made it fit together. And then he said, oh, we know it's Lucy's becoming a human because an ape has a straight femur, but Lucy's knee has an angled femur to the side like a human's. Well, you're right, but here's the problem. Although monkeys that walk on the ground do have a straight femur, monkeys that climb trees have an angled femur. So all this showed that she was a tree-climbing monkey as opposed to one that walked on the ground. And you talk about liar, liar, pants on fire, pure propaganda. The St. Louis Zoo put up a display of Lucy, folks, with human feet on her. And you know how many foot bones they were found of her? Zilch. Nothing. It was pure propaganda. As it turns out, folks, when they discovered the facts, yes, even Lucy, the big one, okay, still in textbooks today, as far as I know, is she's just a tree-climbing monkey, has nothing to do with humans, and some feel they're still alive in Sumatra today down near Vietnam. And then the big one that they just came out, they keep coming out with them, and that's what I said, folks, there's only one problem with these missing links. They are always going to be missing because they're a lie. The latest one this year is called Ida, and they said, oh, no, this is it. This is the big one. Okay, maybe we've got it wrong on all the other ones, but this one's for sure. And this is just this year, folks, this year. The only problem was, folks, once again, once you start looking at the facts, the fossil remains of Ida were in two parts found by amateur fossil hunters back in 1983. And then all of a sudden, it just so happens this year, they, voila, appear on the scene. And then when they begin to look at them, folks, it has nothing to do with humans. It has nothing to do with evolution. And all it looks like is the evidence of an extinct lemur-like creature has nothing to do with humans or monkeys. It's a lie. Okay, folks? And in fact, folks, it's such a lie. I already read some quotes from scientists who admit evolution is a lie. But when you put these scientists on the spot, they even admit that every one of these niches of evolution is a lie. In fact, throughout this whole series, it was my privilege, with a capital P, to quote the evolutionists again and again and again and again in all these different areas, in all these different fields. They admit that it's not true. Let's take a look at just this idea of anthropology. Dr. Tim White, he said the problem with a lot of anthropologists is that when they want so much to find a hominid, okay, that any scrap of bone becomes a hominid bone. T.L. Moore, he said the more one studies paleontology, the more certain one becomes that evolution is based on faith alone. Anthropologist E.A. Hooton said from a Neanderthal skull, an artist can fashion the features of a chimpanzee or a philosopher, and that it's not wise to put your faith in such reconstructions. Lord Zuckerman, he's a British anatomist, he said, if man evolved from ape-like creature, there's not even a trace of such evidence in the fossil record. And Miles Eldridge, big evolutionist, he said, we paleontologists have said that the history of life supports the story of gradual adaptive change, all the while really knowing that it does not. That's called lying, folks. Last time I checked. And I like what one guy said. He said, you know what, if all you have is lies to support your theory, maybe it's time to get a new theory. Folks, I don't know about you, but I don't call it checking your brain at the door. I call it using your brain. If even the evolutionists admit that these ape-man accounts are a bunch of baloney, I'm kind of thinking they're a bunch of baloney. Isn't that what logic tells you? Okay. In fact, folks, even when they put themselves on the spot, they admit it. Listen to this quote from Dr. Colin Patterson. He's the senior paleontologist, the British Museum of Natural History, at a keynote address at the American Museum of Natural History in New York City, folks. He asked this question to his colleagues. He said, quote, can you tell me anything you know about evolution, any one thing that is true? He said, I tried that question on the geology staff at the Field Museum of Natural History, and the only answer I got was silence. He said, I tried it on the members of the Evolutionary Morphology Seminar in the University of Chicago, a very prestigious body of evolutionists, and all I got there was silence for a long time. Listen, he said, and eventually one person piped up and said, quote, I do know one thing, it ought not to be taught in high school. So then why are you teaching it, folks? Is because, as you said, Dr. Monteith, they hate God. They don't want there to be a God. The Bible told us the motive 2,000 years ago because they want to follow their ungodly desires. In fact, folks, it's so stinking bankrupt that these guys even counsel each other on how to maintain their lives. Eugenie Scott, she is the executive director of the National Center for Science Education. And she is actually going around coaching scientists to talk about evolution without revealing any of its weaknesses. That's called lying, okay? She's coaching them how to lie. In a recent interview, folks, you can check it out for yourself in Science News, she offers her wisdom, quote-unquote, as a media coach for scientists when they publicly talk about evolutionists. Okay? And you know what her piece of advice was? She said, never use terminology that can imply any real weakness in evolutionary biology. She says this, quote, to put it mildly, it doesn't help when evolutionary biologists say things like, this completely revolutionizes our view of X. She said, that statement is miseducating the public as to the soundness of our understanding of evolution. Excuse me? So what happens then, Dr. Scott, when we make a discovery that refutes or challenges evolution? What are the scientists supposed to do? Just put a spin on it and lie and act like they were never wrong? Yes, that's exactly what she's saying. In fact, she makes an even more startling comment, folks. She says, ultimately, the solution to this problem is not going to come from pouring more science onto it. Excuse me? Folks, I thought that's what science was all about. Discovering, proving, testing the truth, not hiding or discarding or lying about it. And get this, you talk about hypocrisy. Folks, this year she became the first ever recipient of the Stephen Jay Gould Prize from the Society for the Study of Evolution. And you know why she was chosen? Direct quote, for, quote, devoting her life to the advancing the public's understanding of evolution. What? She's going around teaching science and how to lie about it, okay? And folks, here is the whole point. This is why I will use that word, infuriating. It is bad enough that this is all a lie. It's bad enough that they're covering up the lie, but they're using this lie as supposed justification to usher in the New World Order. In fact, it's being used to usher in communism here in America. Folks, this is exactly what's happening to our country. They are very slick. They're following the same pattern they've done in other countries to introduce this, yes, here in America. First of all, folks, you have to understand communism as a worldview. The whole foundation is based on evolution. And, of course, it was started by Karl Marx, and the whole premise is that it removes God from authority, get rid of God, and thus what's left? Well, man is the one who gets the authority. And then it becomes like a natural selection. The strongest, the fittest shall survive. That's exactly what Hitler used, as we saw before, to justify the reason why he was going to be on top and decided who gets to live and who didn't. He was creating his master race. Now, here's the whole point. Missionaries, folks, have stated that when communists are working in a country, okay, and they're starting to try to take the thing over. You know what the first thing they do in the country? They go straight into the schools, and you know what they do? Do they start teaching communism? No. The missionaries report, folks, they go in there and they start teaching evolution. And the reason why they start laying a foundation of evolution is because they know that is the foundation for communism. Communism, they know, folks, cannot thrive in a place, a country, even here in America, where people believe that their rights have come from the Creator, like our founding fathers. And the creation movement and series like this, and you mentioned Dr. Monteith, Ben Stein, is one of the biggest hindrances to the advancement of communism and New World Order, and they would very much like to, again, silence and vilify and make us out to look like dangerous people. In fact, Karl Marx admitted, folks, his whole objective in life was to dethrone God and destroy capitalism. He even tried to dedicate his book to Charles Darwin, okay, and he knew that he needed to have evolution for this to fly. So here's the point. So if you want to overthrow a country, okay, the first thing you do is you change the educational system from a Christian Judea system, and you start teaching evolution. Hey, that's what's been going on for quite a few decades, isn't it? And then at the right time, you start to introduce communist ideals, and the people are prepared for it. Now, here's 10 communist ideals, folks. You tell me if this is not what's happening to our country. Here's what communism teaches. You first of all do away with private property. Hey, that's happening, isn't it? Then you introduce a heavy progressive income tax. That's already been done. Then you get rid of all rights of inheritance. Then you confiscate all property of immigrants and rebels. Who's the rebel? Then you establish a central bank. What do you think is going on before our very eyes, folks? The government will then grab control of the communications and transportation. Done that. Government will start to maintain ownership of the factories and agriculture. Doing that. Government's going to control labor, doing that. Corporate farms, regional planning, that's exactly what's happening today. And you'll be happy to know what keeps this all going. Free education for all children in what? Government-controlled schools. Kids today, folks, are not taught how to think. They're being told what to think, and there's a world of difference. It is not in education that your kids are getting the public education system. It is an indoctrination, folks, in these kind of communist ideals, okay? So when you take over a country, okay, first introduce the teaching of evolution, introduce communism, then what do? Well, you do exactly what is coming down the pike, folks, that the previous leaders in communist countries have already done. You then get to do what Hitler did. You get to dictate who gets to live and who gets to die. Folks, what do you think the communist leader Pol Pot used to kill one-third of the people in this country? One-third of the people were annihilated. What in the world do you think Stalin used to kill anywhere from 20 to 60 million people? What do you think Mao Zedong used to kill 50 to 80 million people of his country? It was an evolutionary belief system called communism. It's being promoted right here in America. And do we really think, folks, that this mass genocide is not going to happen again? Are you kidding me, folks? The foundation has already been laid in our country. It's already in the minds of the people. They've got control of the media. They control the educational system. It's all over the place. And you wonder why our founding fathers made this statement in the Declaration of Independence, when in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature's and nature's God, not nature's blob or cosmic accident, but nature's God entitles them. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and that they're endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So, folks, here's the Crone translation according to the Declaration of Independence, our founding fathers. Maybe if you, as an evolutionist, and you don't want to believe in a Creator God like our founding father, okay, the founding fathers of our country, then maybe it's time you go create your own country and you leave ours alone. Folks, when you boil it all down, the real reason why they continue to push this lie, it's not even a belief system, it's a lie and it certainly isn't science, is because they want to keep outliving their evil desires and they're wanting to usher in this kind of system to do away with the Judeo-Christian ethic that our founding fathers promoted in our original documents, because they know that that will lead to slavery. One of our founding fathers says that it is impossible to enslave a people who are well-equipped in the Scripture, and that's exactly what's happening. It is a sign, folks, that we are living the last days. The Bible predicted this would come on the planet 2,000 years ago, and Dr. Monteith, we're trying to do our part to get the information out before it's too late. We are being played, folks, the American people, as a bunch of fools, and we're hoping, frankly, that people would rise up before it's too late.
And as James Madison had said so well, our system of government was made for a moral and religious people, and that's why they had to take any mention of God out of our schools, and prayer out of our schools, and the Ten Commandments out of our schools, and nativity scenes, you know, off of public property, and take down crosses all across America. Because they hate God, they want to install a godless type of government, and of course, if they want to change America, why don't they just simply modify our Constitution, get an amendment? Because they know the people want to be free. They know most people are good and believe in God, and of course, they cannot let the people understand that we have, working at the highest levels of our government, a subversive element financed by some of the richest people in the world who want to destroy this nation and, of course, take us into slavery. Go right ahead, Pastor.
Well, again, you have to understand there's a horrible side effect. They're not only using this, folks, to generate this new world order that's coming down the pike very quickly, but it's horrible side effects that we saw before. The premise, folks, is this. What you believe determines how you behave. Okay, now stop and think about that. We are cramming into our kids not only this evolutionary mindset that does away with God and the foundation of evolution, but what is evolution teaching kids? They teach their kids and people and adults that there is no God. So why in the world are we so shocked when people act ungodly? They're teaching kids that they came from apes, which we just saw today was a lie. But then why are we shocked when kids act like apes? They teach kids that there is no meaning to life. Why in the world are we shocked when kids, adults, people across America so easily and so flippantly take a life? No wonder our world is hopeless. They're being brainwashed by the lie of evolution, which is one of the most hopeless messages ever to come down the pike.
Hold that thought. We'll be back. Our guest this afternoon, Pastor Billy Crone, and we've been talking about creation. It's a very important thing for you to understand and be able to discuss intelligently.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit it, you can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. Are you constantly tired? Have a hard time concentrating? Experience muscle weakness or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
Intimate relationship with the creator of the universe.
Well, our guest today has been Pastor Billy Crone. Pastor Billy, thank you so very much. We'll look forward to having you with us again in the not-too-distant future, and thanks so much.
Thank you. God bless.
Bye-bye. And so that was Pastor Billy Crone. We hope you enjoy our interviews with him on a regular basis. I think it's a real privilege to have him. We do carry his 10-DVD set on creation. It's well worthwhile getting and watching several times. We also carry a couple of books by James Perloff on evolution. One of them is certainly the tornado in a junkyard. It's the idea that certainly if you have enough tornadoes strike a junkyard, eventually, why, you'll come up with a 747. Isn't that logical? You know, just over a period of time, enough tornadoes, and eventually, why, of course, we have this complex plane. Everything fits together eventually. Doesn't it? Or does it? Well, if you... And, of course, then, of course, we have Pastor Billy Crone's other 10-DVD set, The Final Countdown. We think it's an excellent source of information to understand the prophetic significance of so much of what's going on today, starting with the fact that these times are different than any times we've ever had before. Because this is the first time in 2,000 years that Jews have returned to the Holy Land. You couldn't have end times without the Jews in the Holy Land. You couldn't have end times without the ability to create a cashless society where you can't buy or sell unless you wear the mark of the beast or be known by the number of his name. Everything is fitting into place. Final Countdown, we recommend to you get part one, part two, or you can get them all to get both of them together to reduce cost. The same is true as for his 10-DVD set on creation. We recommend them, and we recommend his book entitled The Final Countdown, because here you can go over and memorize all of the things that will help you to explain to others what's going on. We live in the most exciting times in the history of mankind. They're going to be terrible times. There's going to be terrible suffering. The world we know is going to be completely destroyed. And without God's intervention, why, the America we've known will never exist again. but we've been privileged to live as free men for a longer period of time than any other group ever has. Well, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. If you haven't made your preparations for what lies ahead, if you'd like to lay in a supply of certainly of long-term storage food, if you'd like to lay in a supply of health products, which we carry, the things you need on hand, like high-dose vitamin D and allobiotic, which is a mixture of herbs that helps to boost your immune system, and all sorts of the vitamins and selenium and magnesium and zinc that you really need. We have them all because we take most of them, and this is how we maintain our health here. We don't get the flu and other things like most people do. And then, of course, we want to remind you about our all-day seminar on the 25th of October. We're bringing in a great list of speakers from across the country, really going into Europe to bring in Ashley Moat. If you'd like to come, our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And, of course, we hope you'll be here. We've already got, it looks like about 80 people. I get up to 200, maybe over 200 this year. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. Then, of course, get one of our catalogs or go to our website and look at the list of things we have. It's important that you have them and that you begin making preparations for the difficult times that lie ahead. But even more than that, that you understand what's happening and help us reach people and bring them into a personal relationship with our Lord. And if you don't know where you're going to spend eternity, you better give it some second thoughts, because you never know what tomorrow holds. We live in very, very uncertain times. So we ask you, of course, to pray for America, to pray for revival, because without a spirit of revival, we're going to lose this country. We ask you to pray for our leaders and ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and for our...
If you or your parents are 62 years of age or older and a homeowner, rmapply.com has a message that is vitally important for you and your family. Did you know that you may be eligible for up to $625,000 in HECM benefits? Visit